here by myself, so you're just gonna see me. Sorry, or you're welcome. I don't know which way to go with that, but let's go ahead and get started. So, good evening. The time is now 6:32. I will now call this meeting to order. My name is Dr. Jasmine Hope, and I am the MPUK chairperson. Dr. Bethany Thomas is the vice chairperson. Dr. Muhammad Silla is, I'm not giving Muhammad a doctorate yet. I feel like he's going to go to school again, but here we are. Mr. Muhammad Silla is a recorder, and Mrs. Mia Pennison is the vice recorder. Sorry, I had to put a mint in my mouth. My mouth is really dry, so sorry for the distraction. Welcome to the November 2024 MPTUK meeting. We have two matters for voting tonight, including the 2025 MPUK board election. For recorder and vice recorder, I'm going to keep asking until somebody volunteers for it. Please, please, please. So keep that in mind. And one matter for review and comment. And then we also have a matter for new business coming out of Mosley Park. In order to be respectful of everyone's time to get through everything, I will use a timer of about 1 minute for city reports and elected official updates. In a few minutes for questions, if questions seem like they're going back and forth, I'm going to ask you guys to take it off the line and speak with each other about like specifics. But if there's anything MPUK, general questions, I'll let them keep going if they are relevant to everyone on the call. So please, if you are online, remain muted and raise your hand using the hand raise function under reactions or utilize the chat feature. As a reminder, for voting matters per the MPUK 2024 bylaws, Article 2, Section 1, eligible members shall be any person 18 years of age or older whose primary place of residence is within the MPUK designated area or a representative of any corporation, organization, institution, or agency which owns property or has a place of business or profession within MPUK designated area. All eligible members shall have one vote. All right. So moving right along to the approval of minutes. The meeting minutes for October 2024 meeting were sent out last week. If there are no objections, I would like to approve the October 2024 meeting minutes. Hearing none, the 2024 October meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to approval of agenda. The final agenda for this meeting was sent out last week. If there are no objections, I would like to adopt the November 2024 agenda. Hearing none, the November 2024 agenda is now adopted. All right, moving on to reports from city department representatives. Again, I'm watching the clock. I am using PowerPoint, so I'm looking at the timer here. So is there anyone on the call from APD? If so, please unmute yourself.
Yeah, this is Major Mormon from Zone 1. How are you doing?
Doing well, Major Mormon. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Just want to, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. We're having some challenges on the Joseph E. Boone corridor. Had a shooting at 1231 Joseph Boone, 1197 Joseph Boone. We had a carjacking at 1381 Joseph Boone as well, and a commercial robbery at Troy Supermarket at 1218 Joseph Boone. Well, we had two of them, one on October 24th. First and one on October the 29th. So needless to say, we are shifting a lot of resources over to the Joseph Boone corridor. So as you look, and please know, as you'll see more officers there. You'll see my crime suppression team over there as well. Just really trying to combat some of these issues that we're having in that corridor. On a more positive note, the number of and I know that seems like gloom and doom, and it seemed bad to hear that. But on a positive note, from where we were last year in that corridor, in your MPU, we're down 22% in overall crime over the past 28 days. So we've been doing some positive work. But just as I kind of look through where we are, that is my that is my area of concerns, that Joseph Boone corridor. So we're going to continue to work hard over there. But If you have any questions or concerns or issues for me, please let me know.
I have a hand raised from Mia Pennington. I recognize you.
Thanks, Dr. Hope. Hi, Major Mormon. Can you just give me the breakdown, please, for violent crimes, shootings, knife crime, burglary, and non-vehicle larcenies, please?
So let me. Okay, so crimes against persons. We have 5 aggravated assaults over that 28-day period.
Okay.
Our crimes against property. We had 20. That's going to be 3 robberies, 1 burglary, 2 larceny from vehicles, 8 non-vehicle larcenies, and 6 auto thefts.
Okay, so give me the larceny, one more time. 6 auto thefts, you got 8 non-vehicle larcenies, and what else?
2 larceny from vehicles, 1 burglary, and 3 robberies.
Got it. Did any of those include knife crimes or shootings?
Yeah, we had 2 shootings. I spoke about those. We had 2 shootings over on Joseph E. Boone. And I also had a shot fired issue at 52 Booker Street.
Got it. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for Major Mormon? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call tonight.
All right. Happy holidays to you all.
Same to you. All right, moving right along. Is there anyone on the call tonight from Atlanta Fire and Rescue Department? If so, please unmute yourself.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
I'd like to say hello to everybody. I'm Captain John Robb, riding in place of our Battalion Chief, Derek Hollander. I just have a few things to let you know and inform you guys of. Atlanta Fire is currently hiring at this time. We do have 4 recruit classes in recruit school right now at this present time. I wanted to let you know if you knew of anyone who wanted to apply, they can just go to AtlantaFireRescue.com, click on the employment tab. We just finished our EV bus training, just training for any incidents that we have with our EV buses. City Council, they just approved us for an $18 million purchase of 11 new vehicles to up our fleet of apparatus. For any boxing fans, I wanted to let you know we have our Guns and Hoses boxing match. It's going to be APD and Atlanta Fire going against New York City Police Department. Our new fire station, number 22, is about 95% completed. It should be fully open in December. And that's going to be over on Hollywood Road, right next to the old engine station 22. Everyone in the area, I know that you're all familiar with our annual Christmas party. That's going to be on December 14th between 10 and 2 o'clock. It's going to be, we have our sign up. If anyone wants to submit anyone for any presents or anything, they can go up to the station and we have a barcode that they can scan on the back door to register. And I always want to inform everybody they should go and check their smoke detectors and their CO detectors. They always expire within 10 years. So anything coming up on that time, it's time to change it out and always change your batteries during daylight savings time. Is there any questions or anything I can answer for anyone?
Not seeing any. Thank you so much for joining a call tonight.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice night.
You too. Happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Moving right along. Do I have a representative from Public Works on the call tonight? If so, please unmute yourself.
This is Officer Walker with the Sweet Team.
Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. Good evening. I don't have any new news for the area, but that I do still need help. Like if there's any illegal dumping around there, I'm kind of like working by myself. I was on like a special project last week. So if y'all can see any legal dumping or you just see like a pile just sitting over there or you seen somebody actually do it, you can like send that back through ATF 311 as long as you have like valid pictures and valid like if you get the license plate of actually doing it and them actually getting it out the truck or whatever they get it out of, actually placed on the ground. They are still doing yard trimmings on a bi-weekly schedule. I want to say this may be the off week. I want to be safe. But if you do have like more than 18 bags, please call it in for bulk. If you have any bulk out there, please schedule that. But I do see a lot of that around, that a lot of bulk is sitting out, but it's not scheduled. If you know a neighbor or anything, please let them know. Help them out. They schedule for bulk for them. That'd be helpful for me. So y'all have to write in as much tickets. I want to say that may be it for the area. If you have any more questions for me, I did leave my number and email in the chat if y'all want to speak more offline.
Not seeing any. Yeah. Oh, no, maybe well, I do.
Oh, yeah. No, Officer Walker. Let's see. Yeah, I see Mo put something in there. Also, there's been a few areas in Hunter Hills that we're experiencing some dumping as well. Actually, where's my map? I just have my map up. There actually is a church at the, oh my gosh, where was it? Where am I? Where's my map? There's my map.
Okay.
All right. Eason and Ackridge. So Ackridge Street and Eason Street. It's at the corner of Sanctified Mount Zion Church of Nigeria. It's just been dumping taking place there. We've cleaned that up before. Let me give this address to you in the chat right now.
I'll write it down as you go.
And let me go back. Okay. All right. I just put it. Yeah. It's actually 1324, not, I missed the one. So it's 1324. And then the other area.
1324
Eason. Yeah. Yeah. Let me pull that up again. Where's my mouse? Darn it. All right. Yeah. 1324 Eason. Okay. And then Andrews and Holly. Andrews and Holly. Yep. Andrews and Holly, the corner of Andrews and Holly Road, and the corner of Ackridge and Holly Road as well. So those two corners. Okay, Andrews Street.
I just do Holly in its entirety.
Yeah, do Holly. Yeah, go up Holly. If they're driving north on Holly, look on the right-hand side. But yeah, it's gotten, those are our two trouble spots right now. If you could send somebody there, we greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Are there any other? I see a hand raised from Mia Pennington.
Thanks, Dr. Hope. So, Mo, I don't know if you got this one, Officer Walker, but Mo did put in the chat illegal dumping at 1426 Mim Street. That's actually a tree had fallen a few months ago, and a lot of the dead branches are still there. They're in a pile. They're off to the side, but they're still, you know, in the major road that's on Mem Street. So we need that picked up. December is going to be the next month. They're going to be doing the pickups for that.
You said 1427 Mint Street?
1426. It's actually, it's like right across. I mean, you can't miss it, but that's the closest address that's there.
You said Mint or
Mims. M-I-M-S. Mims.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm familiar with me. All right.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions for Officer Walker? All right, seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call tonight and happy holidays.
Yes, ma'am, you do the same.
All right, anyone on the call from the solicitor's office? If so, please unmute yourself. Anyone on the call from
the list? Tope Johnson from the solicitor's office. Nothing to report. The crime has pretty much just leveled off the way it's been for the last, I'd say, month or so. Oddly enough, as it's getting colder, for whatever reason, we're getting a lot more indecency reports. People are walking around naked or pleasuring themselves in public. I don't know what the deal is with that, but that's the only thing I've really noticed an uptick in. We had a good decision made by one of the upper courts Yesterday, we were having a hard time with people who are found mentally incompetent, restoring them to competency. Usually we have the state do that. So hopefully it'll be a little bit easier now going forward. And the people who have mental issues, hopefully we can get them some help and as well as get them off the streets when they are committing crimes and being a nuisance. And that's all I have to report.
Thank you. Any questions for the solicitor's office? Mia, is your hand raised from before?
Yes, sorry. Disregard.
Okay. All right. Seeing none, thank you so much, Tobe, for joining the call. And happy holidays, of course, to you.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along. Anyone on the call tonight from ATL 311? I see Allison.
Yes. Good evening, everyone. My name is Allison Murillo. We'll be brief. For those who aren't aware, we changed the hours of the call center starting on July 1st. We are now open from 7 in the morning till midnight, Monday through Friday. If you need to address the quality of life issues, you can still reach supportive services, which works in conjunction with PAD. We are still open from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, Monday through Friday. I have placed some information in the chat regarding the new live agent chat, that virtual assistant that we have now created. If you need to, please continue reporting all of your non-emergency issues, such as your street repairs and your water service needs, code enforcement, garbage situations. Please continue reaching out to us with our five different pathways. We, of course, you may dial us at 311 if you're inside the city Monday through Friday, now from 7 a.m. to 12 a.m. Email us at atl311@atlantaga.gov. You can still set up that account with atl311.com. You may download that mobile app and chat with the virtual assistant, Ava. And then fifth, of course, we have all of our social media sites. I just had a couple of quick reminders. I did not have any new updates. Did want to just bring to your attention that we do have a survey link in the chat. If you wanted to click on that and give some feedback for tonight's presentation, we certainly would welcome that. And then we do have a new form that we have added. If you are interested in having a representative come from 311 representing you, your NPU, at any community meetings or community events, please fill out that form that is in the chat, and the coordinator will reach out to you within 2 business days to schedule a representative. I will now take this time to answer any questions or take any cases that need to be escalated to management. Thank you so much for letting me speak, and happy holidays, everyone.
Thank you. Any questions or cases, Timothy?
Yeah. Well, there's a house at the address of 1314 Easton Street Northwest. I've had neighbors tell me that they put in tickets on this house. Basically, I can't even describe it. I would have to actually give you a picture of this, but basically, they have the front of their house, and they have like these long sheets on each side of their front yard, trying to hide all of their belongings and everything that's in the yard. It is just absolutely insane. Apparently, once again, 1314 Easton Street Northwest. The neighbors have complained about this. We've submitted tickets for it. No one's given me a ticket number in reference, but okay. I was just wondering if there's something we could do. I'm telling you, it looks like a developing country, that I've been to, whether it be Haiti or whether it be in the poorest parts of Latin America. It looks really, really, really bad. Really bad. So if you could check that out.
So let me ask this question. Is it a vacant property?
No, someone's there. I see okay. them outside. I saw him outside okay. when I drove by there a couple days ago, tending okay. to his stuff in his front yard.
So is it the owner's personal property? So it's not a case of maybe homeless people that are camping out there that are behind the sheets, or are you, or do you even know?
I have no idea. You know, okay. I'm being okay. honest with you. I'm like, okay. you know, I'm not sure if I was ready to cross that line, especially since he was out there walking with no shirt on and everything. So gotcha. I don't, you know, okay. so.
Kate, I will take that address and I will forward it to management. You said there's several tickets on it because I can check the system to see how many tickets yeah, are up there.
Check to see. I've had neighbors tell me that they've okay. notified 311. So okay. let's see if and there's any like matches for.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Would you like to be contacted Let directly?
No, please keep me informed.
Please. Okay. Is your contact information yeah, in the tickets? Or could you shoot it to me in the chat either way?
I'll shoot it to you in the chat, Allison. Awesome. I'll shoot it to you right now.
No yeah. problem. I will turn this over immediately. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions for ACL 311? All right. Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Moving right along. Code enforcement. Is there anybody on the call tonight from code enforcement?
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ms. Rockmore. I'm your code enforcement for NPUK. Tonight, I would like to introduce Ms. Davis. She will be joining code enforcement for K. And we're going to go over the reports for the property maintenance and highly hazardous. Property maintenance consists of trash and debris, overgrowth, junk vehicles, parking illegal surface, and structural damage. Highly hazardous consists of open and vacant property, structural damage, no heat, and unsanitary conditions. If you have any properties you would like to report or any questions, I will leave my contact info at the bottom of the chat, as well as info on the case you can look into to see the status of the property. Thank you.
All right, I have a hand raised from Mia Pennington.
Hey there, can I get a breakdown, please, for this month's property maintenance and the highly hazardous cases? How many do you have on your list?
The report for highly hazardous is 12, and property maintenance is 76, leaving it a grand total of 88.
Okay, and any properties approved for?
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Are there any properties that are approved for demolition?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to leave my contact info at the bottom of the chat, and the properties that you're concerned with, email me those properties and I will look into them.
That's fine. I just need a general number, though, just for if you can give me a number of the number of properties that are approved for demo.
Okay. Hold on for 1 second.
Sure.
All right. While she's pulling up that information, any other questions, specific properties that you guys need to be looked at?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Ms. Davis. How are you doing?
Say hi. I am the code enforcement officer, Officer Davis, taking over K. I didn't listen to, I think, Mr. Timothy Brown when he was asking about 1314 Eason Street. And there is a case in the system for that was... I'm not sure if he's still on, but there currently is a case in the system for that property, a current case.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Davis. Yes, I'm still on.
Would you like the case number?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay. CC-2024-06854. And the complaint is that there's junk and debris stacked up in the yard.
Yeah, Ms. Davis, can you repeat that one more time or put it in the chat for me?
Oh, how do I put it in the chat? I'm sorry. I'm not good with technology.
Oh, I can do it. I got it. C-2024-06-854. Got it. Mm-hmm. I put it in.
Thank you. Oh, I see the chat button. Sorry.
You're fine.
It's okay. Thank you.
Demo property.
Okay. Demo properties.
Hold on.
All right. And while we're waiting for that, Greg Antoine, I see your hand raised.
Yes, I'm inquiring about 636 Joseph E. Lowry Boulevard Northwest. That place was a homeless encampment for a while. I brought it up a bunch of times. They eventually burned it out, and it's still there. And I've gotten conflicting answers on whether that's going to be on the list to be demolished or not.
Okay, well, I don't see that listed. Okay, let me see.
Oh, like the corner of Donald Lee Hollowell and Joseph E. Lowry, that area?
Greg? Yeah, just south of it.
Yeah, I've seen it too. Passed by it all the time.
Miss Rockmore, I'm gonna find out more about the property. Just email me the property address so I can see what's going on with the demolition, because I don't see it.
Okay. And did you put your email in the
chat? Yeah, I'm putting it in now.
Okay, thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right, anyone else? All right, moving right along. Thank you so much.
I raised my hand.
I can't tell sometimes because there's like sometimes like you raise it and then it stays there. I'm sorry, technology. Bear with me. Go ahead, Timothy. Go ahead.
It's okay. No, actually, it was a question about rooms for rent. Is that a code violation? And what are the stipulations about renting rooms in households? Does anyone know?
Is that for the zoning department?
I guess that would be for zoning.
More of a zoning.
So Mr. Brown, I can pipe in for this one.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Jack.
So it has a lot to do with the zoning district. I mean, whether or not short-term rentals are permitted. Do you have a specific property in mind, or is that just a general question? How can I help?
Well, yeah, I have two or three homes in Hunter Hills that are actually, have signs up, rooms for rent. They were Airbnb. They were trying to do some other things, but now they put up a sign in the neighborhood, basically in front of their house, saying four rooms for rent, or, you know.
I just dropped my email. If you want to just pop me over a little bullet point list, I will look into that, and I got nothing going on tonight, so I can get back to you tonight with some answers.
Okay. I'll have to, I know what street they're on. I have to go back. I'll send it to you tomorrow, because I will get those addresses tomorrow. Thank you.
Yeah, take your time. No problem.
Okay. Is it okay if I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. No person shall operate a rooming house, a boarding house, a residential hotel, apartment, hotel, single room, occupancy resident, unless such person holds a valid and current permit. That's the answer to that.
Oh, that's good to know, because we have I've seen personally a lot of rooming houses in the areas, and I wasn't even aware of that. Okay. Is it like an ordinance? Is that the legislation? Like, what's that based on? Like, just code enforcement?
Yes, ma'am. You got to have a permit, for them to operate it. They have to get a permit for that.
Okay, good to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
You got your answer, Timothy.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. All right. Anything else until I can move on to watershed now, guys? Can I move on to watershed with all this rain? All right, cool. All right, Maya Mahone.
Hi, good evening. Yes, with all this rain, unfortunately, I'm not sure if I can have any answers to that. but good evening, everyone. This is Maya Mahone with Department of Watershed Management. And kind of in reference to the rain, we're continuing to do the stormwater upgrade and repair services throughout all of the MPUs. And that just involves the closed circuit television work, inspecting the current conditions of the stormwater and the existing lines in order to do any necessary repairs, excuse me, and cleanings. Major storm sewer reconstruction and new construction. That's going on continuously. I don't have anything specifically for MPUK in my notes. However, I can take any questions that you may have and refer them back to our communications department.
Are there any questions for Watershed? Any concerns? Seeing none, thank you for joining the call and happy holidays.
Same to you. Thank you.
Oh, I forgot to say happy holidays to code enforcement. Thank you guys for teaming up and helping out with the questions that were had via the chat and via the participants that spoke up. All right, moving on. I believe we have somebody from anybody else on the call tonight from any other city departments. I think we saw somebody from the Office of the Ombudsman for Neighborhoods. Do you have anything?
I don't have anything for you all today, but I did write down some of those addresses that were provided. I've reached out to some of you in a direct message to get confirmation on some information. I will also be looking into those, those addresses, and I'll follow up with you all directly.
Thank you so much for your assistance. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Anybody else on the call from any other city department? Seeing them, we can move right along to elected officials. Anyone on the call tonight from Councilman Byron Amos's office?
Yes, I am here.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and yourself?
Well, I'm doing well.
Awesome. Good evening, everyone. My name is Janae Broadnax. For those of you who may not know, I am here on behalf of Councilmember Amos, who I do also believe is on the call. But I have a few updates tonight for you all. The first one is just that we will have a few Thanksgiving events that we will be partnering with for the holiday. The first one will take place this Saturday, the 23rd, and it will be from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. That will be a Thanksgiving basket giveaway. And it will include all of the fixings as well as can openers. The next one will take place on Thanksgiving Day. That one will be from 10 o'clock until supplies last. That option also has a food delivery for anyone who wants to sign up beforehand and provide their address. They are delivering food on Thanksgiving Day as well, or plates of food on Thanksgiving Day. I will also remind everyone, specifically our neighborhood leadership, about our stroll with the council members. Those dates were sent out, but they will be resent out just for everyone's convenient access to them. So y'all not scrolling through your emails. But if you have not signed up already for your neighborhood, we definitely have those dates available to do a walk with the council member. And if you are not already signed up for our mailing list, I will put my information in the chat for anyone who would like to. And that's it.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Councilmember Byron Amos's office? If so, please raise your hand. I see a question from Mia Pennington.
Hey there. Can you let me know the locations of where those two events are going to be held at?
Yes. Sorry. Should have thrown that in there the first time. I can tell you the first one for Saturday. There is no address on this flyer. I will find out and send it to you all in an email.
Okay, and I'll forward it once you send that out.
Okay, perfect.
And then what about the one on Thanksgiving Day?
The one on Thanksgiving Day will be taking place at the corner of MLK. Oh, I'm sorry, 19th in Lowry.
Okay. And I see a hand raised from Byron Amos. Hi, council member.
Hey, how everybody doing?
Doing well. It's a little feedback.
There we go. Just a couple of things that we need to clear up. 19 Lowry will be the one on Thanksgiving. Also, there was a couple of things that was brought up about rooming houses. there's a lot of things that we need to clear up here at the city. Because although the code was read, and that is the code also says that up to six people unrelated can stay into one residence. So until we as city council put more money into code enforcement or in the Department of Planning to get inspectors to come out and inspect who has a permit or not, or if we change that code about how many unrelated people can actually stay in a house, we're going to be facing this issue. So there's a larger conversation I think needs to be had with the community to see exactly how we want to handle it. And then someone brought up the address of 636 Joseph E. Lowry, right next door. You know, we have Strip Mall 545 Lowry Food Mart. There's a growing situation that actually started across the street from you guys at NPUL at 649. That is the a vacant building across the street from that property. And the property owner of the apartment complexes there have gotten together and pretty much started a public safety initiative to try to clean up just that intersection there. So, Madam Chair, I would definitely keep you involved because, as we know, Lowry Food Mart is in K, and the other side is in L, but we both own that both sides of the street. So I'll keep you abreast of that and how we move forward. I have already got Zone 1, Major Mormon, and Zone 5, Major Hunt, involved in collecting the data to see exactly what we can do to make that corner better. So I just want to give you that quick update. But before I go, you see another name attending your meeting. That's Mrs. Kelly Benson. She is the newest member of District 3. In an effort to supersize or empower my constituent outreach, I have brought her onto the team. Some of you may know her from the Mayor's Office of Constituent Service. I know she's on here if she just want to say a hi, but you will get to know her and she will be available to help move us forward with our concerns. That's it, Madam Chair. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much and welcome, Kelly, and happy holidays. Are there any other questions, Mia? Is that the old question or new hand raise? Old question. Greg, we have a new question. All right. Recognize you.
Not really a question. I just want to thank you, Councilman Amos, for recognizing that, yes, the entire intersection is a problem. And it's not just that house. But, you know, I'm glad to hear that it's recognized that the entire intersection is the problem and something needs to be done there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
All right. Moving right along to Councilmember Jason Dozier's office. Demisha, I see that you joined the call.
Right on time. Hey, guys. Happy to join you all tonight. I've stuck our office contact info in the chat if you need to reach myself or Jason, as well as you can subscribe to our newsletter at district4atl.com. And we're pretty active across socials. Tonight, I don't believe I have much to share. We're kind of at the end of the year, so I'm not getting as many things as I normally would. I'm getting ready to send out a newsletter soon, so if you have anything to share, or maybe if something comes between now and then, definitely make sure you're subscribed if you don't get those already. I'm happy to answer any questions, or Jasmine, if there's something you want me to touch on, let me know.
Okay. Any questions from the MPU for council member? I mean, the only MPUK neighborhood is Mosley Park, and I feel like we've bombarded you during the meeting, so I don't think we have anything that I can see.
Okay, well, you guys definitely know how to find us, so if you need us, just give us a ring.
All right, thank you so much. All right, moving right along, anyone from any other city or county or APS? Amber. I recognize you.
Hi, I'm Amber Madison from Councilmember Bond's office, host one at large. I have one announcement. HelloFresh will be at, I dropped it in chat, 1 second, let me go back. HelloFresh tomorrow will be at the Greater Pine Grove Baptist Church. That's 1879 Glenwood Avenue. If you have any questions or concern for the council member, I will put our contact information back in the chat, his both and mine. And I am also willing to take down your information if you have any questions or concerns now verbally to take back to him as well.
Any questions or concerns for the at-large office of Councilmember Bond? Not seeing any. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Any other city, county, or school board representative on the call?
Hi, yes. I am Keely Wallace, the community outreach coordinator for ATL-DOT. I am here on behalf of the Department of Transportation. I am going to put our information in the chat. So if you guys have any questions or concerns, you may reach out to that email and let us know what's going on in your neighborhood so that we can just make sure that we're doing our part in reaching out and staying in contact with you all. Again, I will put all the information that we have for you all to reach us at in the chat, and you guys can reach us like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for ATL.DOT? Seeing none, thank you so much for joining the call. All right, we're going to move ahead unless there's anyone else from any department or elected official's office on the call, please raise your hand. Seeing none, moving right along to committee reports. Do I have any, does my committee on the call? Richard, yes, you are. Hi, Richard. Do you have anything for us tonight?
Yes. Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we finished up our last APAB meeting for the year. It was a very successful year. We elected to cancel our December meeting. I think the biggest news out of APAB is there is a new MPU wellness survey going around that I hope everybody has got. If it hasn't gotten around, we were notified there are a few MPUs where participation is really low. K is one of them.
I'm sorry.
Definitely want to get that up, and I'm going to drop that link in the chat right now. This is extremely important for DCP as they're trying to assess the wellness of the neighborhood and the community. And let's see.
Yeah, if you can drop it in the chat and then resend me the email so it's like fresh email that I can send out for people to fill out the survey again. Please. Anything else, Richard?
That is all from APAB.
Okay. And then for zoning, we don't have any, we have the text amendment, but we can talk about that when we get to that voting item.
Right. Text amendment and then LRB. But yes, that's
appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
All right, moving right around. Planner's report. Jack, you are on.
Hey there, Dr. Hope, NPUK. I got a brief report here for you. Let me drop some links in the chat first. Okay. So as we wrap up our 50th anniversary of Neighborhood Planning Unit System, with all of you, the Department of City Planning wants to express our sincere gratitude for everyone's partnership and participation. Your engagement has been invaluable in making this a truly memorable year. We'll be sharing some of the special moments we captured on our social media in the coming weeks, so be sure to stay connected and follow us on social media at NPU Atlanta. That's at NPU Atlanta. Secondly, the 2025 Community Impact Grant Information Session will be held on Wednesday, December 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. via Zoom. Attendance to this session is required for NPU chairs, being Dr. Hope, or project managers applying for funding to complete impactful community projects in 2025. Please follow the link in the chat for more information. Department of City Planning is continuing to update Plan A Atlanta's comprehensive development plan. The plan sets forth the vision, goals, policies, and actions for growth and development in Atlanta. We'll continue hosting public meetings and pop-ups across the city through February, and we'll post schedules and updates and all kinds of information at atlantaforall.com. That is atlantaforall.com. Number four here, the work we're doing to rewrite our zoning code is also equally important, of course. We released the new ATL Zoning 2.0 Ordinance Module 1, the discussion draft, for public review back in May. This module includes draft standards for form and frontage districts and for use districts. Revisions based on comments received are posted on our website now. Module 2, the development standards, will be released on December 4th. So you may continue to submit comments on either module, of course, through March 31st of next year at atlzoning.com. That's atlzoning.com. Number five here, the Atlanta City Studio Book Club will meet on Thursday, November 21st. So next Thursday, or rather this Thursday, to discuss inclusive transportation, a manifesto for repairing divided communities. The book is described as a vision for change and a new era of transportation planning, of which, of course, we know Atlanta needs a good bit. We will also discuss the Vision Zero Action Plan, the Plan A Transportation Chapter, and the upcoming Comprehensive Transportation Plan with ATL DOT reps. And last but not least, I have dropped the link for a brief survey in the chat, so that you can tell us about your experience with your NPU. For everyone here, of course, whether you're on the NPU board or not, please take a few minutes to complete that survey, as it will help us identify opportunities to strengthen the NPU system. And with all that being said, I'm open for any questions, but that's the end of my spiel.
Thank you, Jack. I have a question. So sure. For the CIG, I remember attending last year and the year before that. Is it better for the upcoming NPU chair to attend that CIG information session?
I would go with yes.
Okay, because I've been there and done that. I mean, I'm happy to attend, of course, just in case Arthur can't attend. But I just wanted to make
if you want to be there to hold Arthur's hand. I mean, either way, you know.
I don't think I need to. Arthur is very capable. But just in case, I just wanted to clarify. I'll make sure that he's privy to this information. I don't see him on the call tonight. Cool. And that's it for me.
Great. Anyone else? Well, all righty then. I hope you all have a great Thanksgiving.
Mia raised her hand.
Sorry, just want to confirm. I'm sorry. You said the meeting for the community impact grant is on 12/11. Is that correct? From 6 to 7 via Zoom?
Exactly correct, Mia.
Great. Thanks so much.
Yeah, and it's also in the agenda, Mia, in the announcements for anybody else who wants to see more of that information. It's on the public notices and announcements is the first announcement on there.
And I believe the link to that Zoom you'll have to mine the link I sent to get there, but I believe it's available to you.
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. All right, moving right along. Jack, I guess I was like saying thank you and stuff, but like the first matter for voting might need some of your expertise. So the first matter for voting is Z2482. So this is the text amendment for the zoning ordinance, an ordinance by council member Jason H. Winston as substituted by zoning committee to amend the 1982 Atlanta zoning ordinance as amended City of Atlanta Code of Ordinances, Part 16, Chapter 34, Section 16-34-10.10 and Section 16-34-28, so as to modify the provisions of the voluntary density bonus program in MRC3, Mixed Residential Commercial Sector 3, Zoning District, and for other purposes. So up on the PowerPoint, I have the fact sheet. So what it's going to do right now, currently, it's required that 20% of the additional granted floor area ratio be approved for 80% area median income, or AMI. And they're proposing to lower it to 10% of the units created by the additional granted floor area ratio from the bonus to be affordable at 60% AMI or 15% at 80% AMI. So this is to make it more attractive, I guess, for, I guess, on the business / the developer's side to be incentivized to do this. But isn't it required? So I'm a little confused about this, Jack.
So you have exactly, you're moving in the right direction, Dr. Hope. It's basically, of course, a massaging of the percentages here. And it is, I believe this comes on the back of what was an analysis done that the code as it was written was providing the space for this area median income development that didn't end up being met by development. I think developers were a little bit shy of getting there. And so my understanding, and I can look deeper into this and provide probably a far greater explanation a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. But my understanding is that this is to increase the encouragement for developers to actually fall into this category. So provide that affordable housing, affordable income housing, meeting the area median income levels.
Okay. Are there any?
One of my colleagues, Mr. Steven Aceto, he created a PDF that shows all the MRC3 districts in the whole city, obviously including our NPU here. Yeah. And I'm happy to share that with you, Dr. Hope, so you can disseminate as needed.
Yeah, because I know for sure we have the where we have the West Side paper is MRC3. I'm not sure of the other areas. That's the most recent one that we, I think we just changed it to MRC3. So that's why it's fresh in my mind.
MPUK has like a dozen parcels maybe that are MRC, MRC3 rather.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can grab that PDF.
Okay. While he's grabbing that, are there any comments or questions before we go into a vote? Or any concerns about the effect of this, Mia?
I mean, besides generally this affecting MPUK, what area specifically is this going to target?
Yeah, so if you look at, he just dropped the PDF of which ones are MRC3. So it's any... Oh, well.
You'll have to zoom in a little bit. It's a comprehensive, it's a whole city document.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe it is high fidelity. Yeah, it's pretty high fidelity.
Yeah.
So generally speaking, if you can follow along corridors and roadways, you can see where exactly these MRC3 parcels exist.
And is the blue line, what is that? I can't see in the map legend. Oh, that's the Beltline. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Blue line there is the Chattahoochee, in fact.
Oh, cool.
And then so all the, I would call it pink, we can argue about colors, but all the pink parcels are those MRC3 areas.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Mia?
Yep, got it.
Okay. Anybody else a question about this and the impact of it? All right. Do I have a motion? I'll entertain a motion. Anyone with a motion? There's nobody here for me to get, so any motion?
Sorry, I was looking to try to raise my hand, but I couldn't. Can you hear me?
Oh, James, I mean, what's your excuse?
I couldn't find it. I was holding stuff.
Holding stuff? My baby's not stuff. Don't do that.
Well, anyway, I did have a question. So if it's incentivizing to meet, and it's for Jack, if you know the answer, if the 20% that was there was incentivizing, but developers weren't meeting it, what was the consequence of not meeting it?
That's an awesome question. It's kind of I guess we're getting into the world of what if. So the world of what if would be, you know, what if all the developments that have happened between that ordinance being brought into full legislation and now, what if those developments that did not provide that 80% AMI, I guess the question is how many units will we have that meets the 80% AMI?
No, that's not my question. My question is for developments in the area that were, because this was from 1982 or what have you. So it's been in place for a while. For developments that happened and they weren't meeting the 20%, was there a fine from the city or like additional taxes, or did they not go through with development because they weren't going to be able to? Because there's clearly instances where stuff is developed and developers don't meet the 20%. So I'm just, I guess what I'm trying to get to at the root of is like, what is the benefit to the city individuals to lower it if they're going, never mind. I answered my own question. I'm sorry. I just had to talk it out. I'm fine. Oh,
no problem at all.
Thanks, James.
I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. You're doing great. He's watching my child right now. I mean, it's our child. So he's, he gets grace. Any grace other questions? Provided. Yeah. Mia?
No, sorry. That's again from before.
Okay. Do I have a motion? And I get a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion in favor.
Okay, I have a motion in favor by my husband and father of my child, James Hicks. Hi. It's the holiday season, so I'm giving him a shout out for watching the child so I can do this. Can I get a second?
I second.
I believe that was Timothy Brown. I'm doing this by voice recognition. All right. Oh, you were doing that while feeding him, James. Good job. Good job. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and launch a poll. And then does anyone need to do a verbal vote or vote in the chat? If so, please do so now. Anyone need a vote in the chat? Please do so now. All right, I'm going to give it a few more seconds for any poll votes. All right, going to go ahead and anyone else? Oh, I'm still seeing votes, so I'm not going to touch it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll now. All right, I'm going to share the results, and we're going to have in the poll, we have 7 yes, 2 no, and a lot of abstentions, guys. Hi. So that's out of a total of 15, and the abstentions don't count towards the no's. So that's technically still a majority. It always gets kind of fuzzy with this one. So the motion carries. Yes. Motion carries.
I'm sorry, Dr. Hope. Would you mind giving me those numbers one more time?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and put it in the poll, too. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do math on this piece of paper, even though I don't have to because it's only... So 7 yays, we have 2 nays, and we have 6 abstentions.
Thank you.
So I wrote it down in the chat. All right. Moving right along to a very important matter. We're going to skip to the matter for review and comment before we get into the recorder vote, because that might take a minute because nobody emailed me to volunteer, so I might have to call for volunteers during this meeting. So for the Big A Food Mart, this is a matter for review and comment because it's not in MPUK, but it is adjacent to MPUK. It's in our sister MPU, MPUJ, at 568 Chapel Road. This is a change of agent application for the license and review board, alcohol license application at that retail store. Is there anyone on this call who would like to leave a comment for this application? Again, it's a change of agent for 568 Chapel Road. This is a retail store, an MPUJ. All right, seeing none, moving right along. So our official comment is no comment, Jack.
Noted.
Okay. All right, moving right along to last time I had to filibuster, y'all. Last time we moved it to today, so I have high hopes that I'm going to have both a recorder and an assistant recorder step up for the 2025 MPU. Are there any volunteers and or nominations? Because I'm just going to stare. For recorder and assistant recorder, again, this is the job is to take meeting minutes like what Mia is doing right now. She's our current assistant recorder. Mohammed is our current recorder. So we need a 2025, somebody to step up. You don't even have to come in person to the meetings to do this. If you join the calls each month and you record the meeting, you can go ahead and do this. We also have a template sheet that Mohammed graciously created. So it's pretty easy to fill in based off of the template. So are there any volunteers? Any volunteers? Any questions or concerns about these positions? I just need two people to step up. Any volunteers? I guess we're just going to silently look at each other. Mind you, I'm hungry, so I do want to get home to my baby. I've been away from him today. I had to go to Emory, and then I had to go to Spelman, and then I had to come here. Now we're looking at each other. So it'd be nice if somebody would step up to be recorder, an assistant recorder, because I need one for next year. Well, I need two. To help Arthur out and Greg out next year on the 2025 board. Is this what filibustering feels like in Congress? Because I don't know if I could do it for that long. I feel like I get tired. And as much as I love hearing my own voice, I would love to hear the voice of somebody stepping up to do it. Please. Anyone. Anybody have mercy on my soul? Mia?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to, but if nobody volunteers, I'll nominate myself for vice recorder again.
Yeah, you're definitely allowed to because this year was your first year. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you can be vice recorder. See, look, we have a vice recorder nomination. So anybody else nominating themselves for vice recorder or recorder? See, you have a backup as Mia. That's nice. Come on, anyone. Okay. If there's no one else, I'm just going to go ahead and launch the vote for you, Mia, for the recorder so I have it. So we can have it in the minutes, the vote for that, so we can solidify. Launch. Okay. So it's Mia Pennington for vice recorder. I'm second in it. She's going to be the first. So motion by Mia, second by Jasmine. Vice recorder. Oh, so you guys could vote, but you guys can't talk. Interesting. Just kidding. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end the poll now. All right, so we have 12 yes, 0 no, and 2 abstentions. The motion shall carry. Thank you so much, Nia, for volunteering. I appreciate you. All right, so with that said, I need a recorder. Please, please, please. Anyone willing to be a recorder? Anyone? Record meeting minutes, 2025. If you come to the meetings regularly, this is your time to shine. Anybody want to step up? No? No one? I feel like me talking is not working, so if I just stare at you, maybe it works.
You don't have me get up on you.
Hi, Chad. Oh, never mind. Oh,
no, hi. No. What I just want to make, I mean, if no one's volunteering for tonight, can we continue the discussion next meeting?
I mean, we could, but I already like did this last meeting. So I feel like it's like, I mean, we could.
Maybe if there's new participants, I feel like no one's stepping up.
Right My now, so. Worry is that last meeting we had more people. This meeting we have less because of the holidays, and December is going to be even less. So yeah, that's definitely my big worry, because there last year, December, I could probably look at the notes, but we had hardly had anybody show up. So that's my worry. But as chair, I will recognize a motion if need be. But I would really love, if by 7:40 nobody steps up, I will entertain a motion. Even I really don't want to, but I mean, it's not up to me because I'm an impartial chair. So I'm just going to stare at you guys for 2 minutes. Mind you, I have a lot of patience. I used to work with gorillas. Did you guys know that about me? Damn, I really can't stay silent.
Can we circle back to this? I see on the agenda there's a Proctor Creek Trail discussion.
Yeah, but the person who's supposed to be on for that, they're not going to be able to make the call for new business. So there's not really much to talk about for that.
Okay, I was just excited about it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So I can mention what we're going to talk about. So yeah, we can circle back. So for the new business for this one, we have, so this is regarding the Proctor Creek Upper Reaches. The PATH Foundation said that they see a great opportunity for what they call the neighborhood Pasios, which are short segments that link to destinations people want to get to and just to take a nice walk in the neighborhood. So the orange lines below reflect these opportunities. This is specifically in Mosley Park. So we have the Proctor Creek also runs through Mosley Park, of course. So this would be connecting in Mosley Park. We created that new park segment area right next to the creek. And James, you can speak more to this because this is a little more a part of like your project. But PATH was interested in making a trail that connects to that destination in Mosley Park to the Beltline. But of course, they already sent out a link. This is a part of the neighborhood focused projects. But they did not include this in their phase one plan from where they sent out links from the PATH Foundation. So James, can you speak to this just for a second if you're not too busy?
Yeah, I think you basically hit it the nail on the head. Is we've been trying to revitalize the large kind of green space that's within Mosley Park, and the PATH Foundation saw what we were doing. We've already created a path down to the creek, but the idea is to create safe paths to different destinations throughout the neighborhood. So of course the Beltline, but then also to the main roads to have a safe way. So the biggest one is there's a alleyway that was abandoned by the city that's not being maintained that possibly could be a path, as well as the creek kind of breaks up the neighborhood into two sections. And so the proposed plan that you see would create two different walking paths to get from one side of the neighborhood to the other, fairly easier than we do today. So that's a big picture of what it is. I don't know if Nick, who is speaking to this, had any calls to action, but I know we do have volunteer days coming up. If anyone is interested, and we'll probably be doing an MLK day of service at the beginning of next year as well.
Thank you. But yeah, that was it. That's the main message that I was privy to when it comes to this new business. So I just wanted to add it on here because this might be something that gets brought up again so that everybody's kind of aware, because it wasn't in that survey that was sent out from PATH. They wanted us to kind of spread the news to the neighborhood that they're considering this. Cool. All right. So back to the MPUK officers elections. Do I have a volunteer for recorder now that we heard that good news or potential news from PATH? Anyone? Or do I have a motion? A motion's fine too. If you guys really want to delay it, we can. But I'm telling you, in December, if we don't have one, what are we going to do? Not have meeting minutes? That's crazy. Anyone?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to delay to next meeting.
James, how dare you? We're married.
Oh, it's terrible.
I know, that's horrible. We're gonna have a chat when I get food. Huh? Yeah, you can tell I'm getting hungry. You're right. Okay, so we have a motion to delay. Do I have a second?
This is Chad, a second.
Okay, I got motion. You got that, Mia? Okay, second, Chad Murray. All right, I think I already have a poll for this because, again, we did. Brenda Walker, I see your hand is raised.
Oh, yes, I just have a question. I thought that the election had to be done by November 30th.
Yeah. So if it's not done by November 30th, I mean, we've had it in past years where we didn't have any board. So, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it. So it's not that I can force anyone. I mean, we still have 15 minutes on this call. My hope is that somebody would just step up. But I mean, I spent, 15 minutes now asking people.
Okay. Okay. I understand. Thank you. And I can't volunteer because you can't.
Because you're not an MP. Yeah. You already.
And you can't be an officer in two MPUs anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. James, you know, the consequence of this could be that have to end up being the recorder, right? So I just want you to feel this when I get home. Yeah. Yeah.
I move that we hire Otter AI or readnotes.ai to be our recorder.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if our bylaws even allow for that. If we have language in there to use AI. Oh my gosh. I mean, can we just have the whole board? No, do not do that. Have the entire board be AI. Ask ChatGPT. So I have to go ahead and launch the poll for the current motion on the floor, which is to delay the vote for recorder. Let me edit this because right now it says recorder and vice recorder. We have a vice recorder. So save and launch. All right. So the poll is launched. Can everybody see the poll? All right, cool.
Yes.
Great. But yeah, there will be consequences, which, I mean, I really want somebody to be a recorder, though. And if nobody does it, I'm going to have to do it, which I'm fine with doing. I've done meeting minutes before, but I'm just worried about my availability to do it, because if I'm not busy now, boy, oh boy, am I going to be busy next year. But maybe I'll do it. We'll see. If next meeting we don't have anybody else, I can do it.
I would do it, but I think Daniel will be upset with me. So
yeah,
I'm also not a resident of MPUK. So
yeah,
can we make it a standing meeting agenda item till the role is filled?
I mean, we're gonna have to, because I'm gonna have to. Yeah, I'm gonna have to tell Daniel to put this back on the meeting agenda. But I don't want to. My fear about that is that Mia has volunteered, and I'm happy that she's volunteering as assistant recorder, but I don't want her to have to be default recorder just because nobody else steps up. I don't think that's fair to her. But it'll be on December's agenda. And if nobody does it, I'll do it. But guys, come on. I mean, I'll still show up to the MPU meetings without being on the board. Anyway. Let me end the poll. Share the results. So for this, we have 8 yes to delay, 1 who said no, and then 4 abstentions. I didn't say no. I should have voted for this one. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and stop sharing. Cool beans. All right, so we already went over new business, and then Jack already went over announcements. So with that, are there any other announcements or people who want to have mercy on my soul? I mean, for next meeting, my request would be, like, if you guys know anybody who would be willing to be a reporter, please bring a friend to the meeting next meeting. Because, again, usually in December, we don't have that many people. So please show up to the December meeting. It will still be on the third Tuesday of the month. We're keeping it consistent this year to see how that goes. So next meeting by December 17th. That's 12/17 at 6:30 p.m. Please, please, please show up to the meeting and bring a neighbor, bring a friend. And please come with a volunteer for a recording of the meeting minutes. Please spread the word via your neighborhood pages. I'll try to like post it on the MPU page. But yes, please, please, please volunteer yourself as reporter. Cool. Is that an agreement? Yeah. Happy holidays.
Oh, I do want to invite everyone to the Hunter Hills Holiday Party, December 14th at the City of Refuge. Everyone who's in our email communication, so I will send out a flyer giving you details of that holiday party. But we'd love to see all of our neighboring leaders, MPU members, and city leaders, civic leaders at our holiday party. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements?
Yes, Jasmine, just really quickly. So for anyone that cares, the planters that were put along the all of MLK, I guess in the past, I don't know, 2 years or so, just want to let you all know that the planters that are completely botched, the railing is missing and stuff, the city is no longer going to maintain those. They're actually going to go ahead and just remove all of the railing that's been damaged, and they're going to have a welder come out to make a clean cut flush within the ground. So FYI, just for any like beautification, you know, reasons or whatnot, they're just going to remove all of the damaged railing. So
okay,
that's, if you guys see any future railing that gets damaged, please email Mohamed Silla, who is the Mosley Park president. Because we do have a contact who told us to email her directly in case any other damage comes up in the future.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right. Anything else? All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in December, December 17th. I'm looking forward to somebody volunteering as recorder. Please. And thank you. The time is now 7:50. If there are no objections, I would like to adjourn this meeting.
No objection.
All right, thank you so much. Perfect. You guys are just ready to get off the call because I'm talking too much. I mean, that's fine. You guys are going to miss me now.